Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Some well-known NBA names are accused of sports betting and other charges. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier are among those charged with schemes involving illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by the mafia. FBI Director Kash Patel says more than 30 people are facing charges.
This is the insider trading saga for the NBA.
There are two indictments. Billups is charged in a wide-ranging scheme to rig underground poker games backed by mafia families. New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says Rozier is accused in an illegal sports betting scheme using private insider NBA information. In one game, he told people ahead of time he was planning to leave early with a supposed injury. Bets were placed.
Rozier exited the game after just 9 minutes, and those bets paid out, generating tens of thousands of dollars in profit. The proceeds were later delivered to his home.
Billups was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame last year. I'm Ed Donahue.
A man who says he was detained by police for following an Ohio National Guard patrol while playing Darth Vader's theme song from Star Wars sued the District of Columbia. The man claims the officers violated his constitutional rights. The entire White House East Wing has been demolished as President Trump moves forward with construction of a ballroom. This is according to photos taken Thursday by the Associated Press.
The entire White House East Wing has been demolished. AP photos show the one-time workspace for first ladies and their staffs has been turned into rubble. Democrats like Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley say the ballroom would serve the rich.
Here we have evidence of the president tearing down a symbol of our republic and building a symbol that is really a symbol about authoritarian power.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says this kind of White House construction has been done before.
In due time, the East Wing is going to be more beautiful and modern than ever before. And in addition, there will be a big, beautiful ballroom that can hold big parties and state visits for generations to come.
The president says the price tag is now $300 million with no cost to taxpayers and would be nearly twice the size of the White House. He also said keeping the East Wing would have hurt a very, very expensive, beautiful building. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And Target says it's eliminating about 1,800 corporate jobs. The cuts represent about 8% of Target's corporate workforce around the world. A spokesperson said that the majority of the affected employees work at the company's Minneapolis headquarters.
Target says it's eliminating about 1,800 corporate positions. A company spokesperson says about 1,000 employees are expected to receive layoff notices next week. Target plans to eliminate another 800 vacant jobs. The cuts represent about 8% of the company's global corporate workforce. Target says the layoffs will allow it to accelerate initiatives to rebuild its customer base. The retailer has lost ground in recent years to Walmart and Amazon as inflation caused shoppers to curtail their discretionary spending. Target has reported flat or declining sales in 9 of the past 11 quarters. I'm Mike Kempin.
And Alaska Airlines says it's resumed its operations after it had to ground its planes for hours because of an information technology outage.
Alaska Airlines says its flights have resumed after 229 flights were canceled Thursday because of an information technology outage. The airline says it expects some flight disruptions as it works to reposition aircraft and crews. The grounding affected Alaska Air and Horizon Air flights. Hawaiian Airlines, which was bought by Alaska Air Group last year, says its flights were operating as scheduled. Alaska Airlines is asking customers to check their flight status before heading to the airport. I'm Donna Water.
This is AP News. There's new findings in the debate over whether dinosaurs were already in decline when they were wiped out by an asteroid.
Research published in the journal Science suggests dinosaur populations were thriving in North America before an asteroid smashed into the Earth, triggering mass extinction. Scientists analyzed fossils from a rock formation in New Mexico, dating them to around 400,000 years before the asteroid strike. That's considered a short interval in geologic time, and close to the end of the Cretaceous period, the last dinosaur era. Differences between species found there and those found at a site in Montana dated to the same time frame suggest diverse dinosaur communities were in existence, and that challenges the idea that dinosaurs were in decline. However, experts caution evidence from one location may not represent global trends. Further research needed. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
President Donald Trump is losing favorability with Hispanic adults, according to a poll by the Associated Press and the North Center for Public Affairs Research. The poll says that about 25% of Hispanic adults see Trump as somewhat or very favorable. That's down from the 44% it was just before Trump took office in January. In March, about 63% of Hispanics surveyed said the country is going in the wrong direction. Now it's 73%. Hispanics are a key constituency that helped Trump secure victory in the 2024 election. President Donald Trump says he's ending all trade negotiations with Canada because of a TV ad that opposes U.S. tariffs. Trump says the ad misstates the facts and that Canada's egregious behavior is aimed at influencing U.S. courts. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said he wants to double his country's exports to countries outside the U.S. because of the threat posed by Trump's tariffs. Trump posted on his social media site that Canada fraudulently used an ad featuring Ronald Reagan speaking negatively about tariffs. Trump says that Canada only did this to interfere with the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court and other courts, and that all trade negotiations with Canada are hereby terminated. The Canadian Prime Minister's office didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Donna Warder, Washington.
We have more liquid gold under our feet than any nation on earth, and by far.
President Trump, in his address to Congress earlier this year, now the Trump administration has finalized a plan to open the coastal plain of Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas drilling, fulfilling a promise by the president and congressional Republicans.
It's called Drill, Baby, Drill.
Trump's big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts passed over the summer called for at least 4 lease sales within the refuge over a 10-year period. The decision renews the debate over whether to drill in one of the nation's most sensitive wilderness areas. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump is backing off plans for a surge of federal agents into San Francisco. The president says he spoke to some friends in San Francisco.
Could you do away with the surge, and let's see how it works, and we'll do that.
The president also spoke to the mayor of San Francisco, Daniel Lurie, and said he will be watching. The announcement comes as protesters gathered outside a Coast Guard station near San Francisco.
San Francisco is on the rise.
Mayor Lurie says he welcomes the continued partnership with the federal government to get drugs off the street.
But having the military and militarized immigration enforcement in our city will hinder our recovery.
Governor Gavin Newsom's office said on X, President Trump has finally, for once, listened to reason. The Bay Area is a shining example of what makes California so special. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump says his administration will brief Congress about recent strikes against alleged drug smuggling vessels in South America. The strikes have killed at least 36 people. Lawmakers from both parties are concerned about the president ordering military action without providing many details or getting Congress's approval. He says the administration will definitely provide a briefing.
What are they going to do? Say, gee, we don't want to stop drugs pouring in?
And he does not think he needs a formal declaration of war from Capitol Hill.
I think we're just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country. Okay, we're going to kill them. You know, they're going to be like dead.
The president insists the administration has the same legal authority the George W. Bush White House used for the war on terror. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump has pardoned Binance founder Changpeng Zhao. Zhao is the creator of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, who served prison time after failing to stop criminals from using the platform to move money connected to child sex abuse, drug trafficking, and terrorism. Zhao has deep ties to World Liberty Financial, a crypto venture that President Trump and his sons Eric and Donald Jr. launched in September. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt
blames the Biden administration for Zhao's prosecution.
The previous administration was very hostile to the cryptocurrency industry, so the president wants to correct this overreach.
Zhao pleaded guilty last year to one count of failing to maintain an anti-money laundering program, saying he was sorry and that he deeply regretted the failure. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Seth Soutal, and this is the AP Market Report. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, bringing indexes to the cusp of recent records. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Thursday. The index is just shy of the all-time high it set earlier this month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 144 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. Oil and gas stocks led the way as crude prices jumped more than 5%. Oil prices rose after President Donald Trump announced new sanctions on Russia's crude industry. Dow and Las Vegas Sands rose after reporting solid earnings. The price of gold rose, breaking a two-day losing streak. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market. Seth Soutal, New York.
More good news for home shoppers. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.19%. That's the lowest level in more than a year and the third straight weekly drop. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, from the Federal Reserve's interest rate policy to how the bond market reacts to the economy and inflation. Mortgage rates have mostly eased since late July, a trend that's led many homeowners to refinance their existing home loan. Lower rates also helped lift home sales last month. I'm Alex Vega.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored a career-high 55 points, and the Thunder held off the Pacers for a 141-135 double overtime road win in an early season NBA Finals rematch.
Not ideal. Four extra overtimes in two games, but we'll take it. Two W's.
The Warriors also improved to 2-0 as Stephen Curry scored 42 points to help overcome Aaron Gordon's career-high 50 in a 137-131 OT victory over the Nuggets. The NBA placed Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Heat guard Terry Rozier on leave after their Thursday arrest in alleged gambling schemes. Thursday night football, Justin Herbert tossed three touchdowns as the Chargers routed the Vikings 37-10.
It was just good to see a Charger win today.
And Blue Jays rookie Treya Savage will start at home opposite Blake Snell of the Dodgers in Game 1 of the World Series Friday. Lionel Messi is staying put in the United States after agreeing to a new contract with Inter Miami. The 38-year-old Messi was the league's MVP last season and is favored to win again this year. He had a hat trick in a 5-2 win over Nashville last Saturday to secure the MLS Golden Boot with 29 goals for coach Javier Mascherano's side.
Is the player the best player that have played this sport? He continue showing that.
Inter Miami says it was a 3-year deal through 2028. The deal was announced Thursday, one day before Inter Miami's playoff opening rematch against Nashville. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Lithuanian authorities have claimed Russian planes briefly violated its airspace Thursday evening. Its armed forces said at around 6 p.m. local time, two Russian military aircraft flew into its airspace for about 700 meters. Two Spanish fighter jets, which had been doing NATO air policing missions, were scrambled to the area. The Russian Su-30 jet and IL-78 refueling aircraft then flew away after roughly 18 seconds. Lithuanian President Gitanas Nausėda condemned the breach.
This is cruel violation of international law and territorial sovereignty of Lithuania.
Russia's defense ministry has since denied that their aircraft had entered Lithuanian airspace. It's said that fighter jets were conducting training flights over the Kaliningrad region in strict compliance with the rules. Baltic nations have already been on heightened alert over neighboring Russia's aggression on Ukraine, further fueled by some mysterious drone incidents over Europe. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is due in London Friday for talks with 24 European leaders. They've all pledged military help to protect Ukraine from future Russian aggression if a ceasefire stops the war. The meeting, hosted by British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, is also due to discuss ways of helping protect Ukraine's power grid from Russia's attacks as winter approaches. They'll also talk about enhancing Ukraine's air defenses and supplying Kyiv with longer-range missiles that can strike deep inside Russia. The discussions aim to step up pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has resisted peace negotiations. They aim to add momentum to measures in recent days that have included a new round of sanctions on Russia's vital oil and gas export earnings. The talks come after Russia's defense ministry reported downing 111 Ukrainian drones overnight, and Ukrainian authorities said Russian artillery struck a residential block in Kherson, killing two people and injuring 11 others. Lawrence Brooks, London.
On Thursday, Lebanon's president met with the recently appointed US general heading a committee that monitors the fragile ceasefire between Israel and the Hezbollah militant group.
Good morning.
Joseph Aoun's meeting with General Joseph Clearfield comes almost a year after a Washington-brokered agreement halted Israel's invasion of Lebanon and the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. The meeting also comes as Lebanon recently passed a plan to gradually disarm Hezbollah and expand the deployment of Lebanese army soldiers in the country's south. Aoun said the Lebanese military has been seizing weapons and ammunition and has urged Israel to withdraw its forces and stop its attacks. Israel still controls five hilltop points and still strikes Lebanon almost daily. Hezbollah has not fired at Israel and maintains it no longer has an armed presence in the south. Just days after a stunning heist at the Louvre Museum, speculation is growing around where the lavish stolen jewels that once adorned France's royals might end up. Some warn the artifacts, valued at over $100 million, could be melted or broken into parts and later sold as pieces of new jewellery. Still, such pieces are often sold for a fraction of the value of what was fully stolen, and it isn't a simple process. Others believe the characteristics of the historical jewels might make them difficult to sell. Museums have increasingly faced a rash of similar thefts over the years. Vice President J.D. Vance has criticised Israel's parliament vote on West Bank annexation, saying the move was an insult. Vance spoke on Thursday before departing Israel at the end of his visit this week. The vice president said of the vote that happened the previous day,
I mean, look, if it was a political stunt, it was a very stupid political stunt, and I personally take some insult to it. The West Bank is not going to be annexed by Israel.
Vance's harsh words came after the Israeli parliament passed a symbolic preliminary vote in support of annexation. While Vance was still in the country, the Palestinians seek the occupied West Bank as part of a future independent state alongside Gaza and East Jerusalem. Israeli annexation of the territory would all but bury hopes for a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians, the hoped-for outcome by most of the world. King Charles III and Queen Camilla have prayed together at the Vatican with Pope Leo XIV on Thursday in a welcome break from troubles at home. Charles, who is the titular head of the Church of England, and Camilla sat in golden thrones on the raised altar of the Sistine Chapel. They sat in front of Michelangelo's Last Judgment, while Leo and the Anglican Archbishop of York presided over an ecumenical service. The visit comes as the UK royal family is once again under intense scrutiny over Prince Andrew's ties with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The event marks the first time since the Reformation that the heads of the two Christian churches, divided for centuries over issues that now include the ordination of female priests, have prayed together. China's ruling Communist Party has said it will focus on speeding up self-reliance in science and technology as part of a new economic plan. The announcement by the state media came in a communique after a four-day meeting that approved a draft of the party's next five-year development plan. The move is a long-running push that has become more pronounced as the US has imposed increasingly tight controls on its access to semiconductors and other high-tech items. The communique did not directly mention the trade war with US President Donald Trump. China's leader Xi Jinping is expected to meet Trump for talks in South Korea next week. However, the communique did say that China faces profound and complex changes and rising uncertainty. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.